Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flood with you on this gosh, what a great Tuesday morning here in Alamogordo. Another beautiful day in Alamogordo. Let's quickly look at these roadblocks for today. If you're traveling on highways 54, 70, or 380, don't worry about it. None whatsoever as of right now. Inside the range going on now until 2 p.m. up in the North Range area again, just like yesterday morning, range roads 7, 12, and 13. And that is it for roadblocks for today. But remember, from your men and women at range control and your men and women at law enforcement, please buckle up, please drive safely, and watch those posted speed limits, like I try to do most of the time. Well, no roadblocks ahead for me this morning, because our guest in the studio this morning, live and local with me, is our Alamogordo Mayor, Susan... Mayor Susan Payne. Mayor Susan Payne. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's just great to have you here. We've talked about this, and we're going to try to do this on a more regular basis.
Yes, yes. We need to do this.
We're going to work on it. Well, Mary, you know, you look around Alamogordo, you see so many good things going on. We can talk, first of all, about our city employees. And I know we mentioned this one other time, but, geez, look at our Jim Griggs ball field next door to us, you know,
yeah.
Griggs Sports Complex. Look at the grass there.
Beautiful.
Look at the other city parks. I was doing remotes 2 weeks ago Saturday at the Earth Day celebration.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, Alameda Park looks so good.
Doesn't it, though? We have new
the fence.
Sprinkler system. Oh, new fence.
Sprinkler system, yeah.
Remember, it was all dug up there for a while.
I know it was
an inconvenience, and that's the problem when you try to make things better. You have to make it look worse for just a little bit of an inconvenience, but the wait was well worth it.
Oh,
because now we're getting into summer, and we've got this beautiful park in the middle
so
of our town. So
yeah. And of course, the Alameda Park Zoo there, that new fence going up.
Yes.
What an improvement that's going to be.
Yes. And the zoo, we're upgrading the zoo
right
along with the park. We're upgrading the zoo. There's some new, we had some old structures that needed to come down, but we'll have some new things to replace that. So we're excited about that, and excited about all the improvements in our community, lots of them, as you mentioned. Of course, we have Washington Park with the stage, and that's where we have a lot of our events as well. So
right,
we're super excited about what's going on. We've got Main Street, Alamogordo Main Street. Beautiful down there. We're hoping that will continue.
Yeah,
what an improvement. Nolan, shout out to Nolan on that one. So, yeah, we're super excited about it.
Yeah, things are moving forward, always looking good. And there's, like you mentioned, so much going on in this community. If you're bored on a weekend in Alamogordo, you got to...
You want to be bored.
Look around. You want to be bored, right?
Right.
You need to
yeah.
look around.
Yeah.
Well, just recently at the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce, Colonel Spears announced a big event for Alamogordo, the city of Alamogordo, including Holloman Air Force Base, the Altus Award.
The Altus Award.
10 years in the making.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now it belongs to the city of Alamogordo.
That is huge. I don't know if... And I can't stress this enough for your listeners, but I don't think people realize what a big deal that is. We are competing with AET. AETC is the Air Education Training Command Bases. We are one of them at Holloman. We're competing with bases all over the country. Some big bases, you
yes.
know, there's like San Angelo, Texas, and some places in Florida, and so we're competing with a lot of much bigger bases that have much bigger communities, and we won. And I got to give a shout out to Shelley Bailey at Holloman
yes.
Air Force Base. Shelley wanted this, and I kind of laughed. I gave her a mayor's commendation when we were first notified of the award, and I said, Shelley has a little bit of a competitive spirit in her, and I understand that because I, too, my have a little bit of a competitive spirit. And so I understand that. But she was determined we were going to get that. We had to submit a package to the Altus committee. And it couldn't be any more than so many inches thick. I think it was 3 inches or something. But it was filled with letters of support from community leaders. Of course, I wrote one. And a lot of people did, the hospital. And
sure.
And so they had to comb through that entire package. And this is the third or fourth time we've submitted one, and we were finally awarded. And it is a big deal for a city that I always joke around, a city that doesn't even have a freeway. So it's a big deal for us, and our entire community should be so proud of that.
Yeah. We mean, when you say that's a big deal, it's for us at Holloman Air Force Base, it solidifies the relationship that we've had ongoing for several years.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And we want to do more of that. We want to. I think you're going to see a little bit of a change in Alamogordo. We need an identity. We need something. When people drive into Alamogordo, they know what we're about. And one of the things that we're about is supporting our military and supporting Holloman Air Force Base. And so I think you're going to see a lot more of that. A lot more of that support from businesses and of course the chamber and the city, and we're all teaming up together. And I think this is such an exciting time in our city because we are all working together. Of course Vicki Marcourt is the chair of the county commission, and her and I work very well together. Girl power, that's what I say.
Right.
And then we want to throw in, of course, our city administrative leadership, Rick Holden, our new city manager.
What a guy.
And our assistant city manager, I cannot forget her because she's amazing, Stephanie Hernandez, who completely understands the vision. She understands what we need in our community. And she is the, you know, Rick does a lot of, he focuses a lot on, you know, upgrading our infrastructure and that kind of thing. And then Stephanie really is about community and bringing, you know, our community together. And so they work well together and we work well as a team. And I'm super excited about this. It just demonstrates our support for our military, for Holloman Air Force Base, that mutual understanding that we have that, you know, I want to say we need Holloman, and we do.
Yes, we do.
Of course,
sure.
They are. Are, you know, we would not be able to exist probably without them. And but they need us as well, and they need us to support their men and women that come here, and their men and women need to see that you know, we have these events for them, we have these things for them to do. So super excited about all of that.
Yeah. Rick Holden is our new city manager. He is a guy that really gets himself out in the community. The first time I had a chance to meet him and talk to him was for a Shop with a Cop back in December.
Right.
And everything else. And he was out there on that cold morning, and it was cold and everything, and we were all freezing to death. But after I got done just chit-chatting with him on the air, I'm going, that's the leader we need here in Alamogordo as our city manager. Not only because he's a former broadcaster, you know, but that's a good quality there in him, but he just has his hands on, I want to make things better for my community.
Yes. Yeah, and he brings that experience. He's a former broadcaster, but he's also a former police officer.
Right.
So he understands that. He's former military, so he understands that. And, of course, he was city manager in Texas. And what I liked is that he had no he had no formal ties to Alamogordo in the sense that he knew this person or that person. He came in with his eyes wide open. He did his research before even his interview. He learned about the Chamber of Commerce. He learned about business. He talked to people. And all of those things are so incredibly important. And you could tell that. And during his interview, we could tell that he really had a passion for our city. And I think that's what you need. You need that passion. That's what I have. I have a passion for our community and trying to make it better. And you can see that with Rick. So we were excited to hire him. We were excited to bring him on board. And I have to say that I have not found one city employee that hasn't, I don't have to ask. They offer their compliment about Rick and how what a great choice we made and how, you know, they see that he's trying to make things better. So super excited about having him here. And I think we all work really well together. And again, I can't forget Stephanie. She took the helm all those months. She did not want to be our city manager. And that's why we went out looking. But she's still very involved. And you know, I have that. I feel like I have that relationship with her because of the things we went through during that time, and so, and how well she handled it. She showed real leadership. So between the two of them and our city commission, I think we are really starting to get things done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, you alluded a little bit ago, Mayor Susan Payne, to the project to make Alamogordo more recognizable as what are we all about? What's our history and everything else? And we're talking about the F4 project.
Yes.
I know we can't talk about where the proposed area is going to be, but that F4 project will be so impressive at the proposed location that it's going to highlight we are an Air Force military community.
Right. And that's what I want. I want people to drive into our community and see what we're all about. And I want new military personnel that are driving in for the first time to understand what we're all about. And that doesn't take anything away from our hometown residents, because I want them to be involved in that. They need to, you know, and I know that everybody's proud of our military. I know that because the people I talk to, I haven't really found too many people that are anti-military. Obviously, you can see we have the VFW here and a lot of other organizations here that really support our military. So I you know, we even have a VA clinic here, right? So yes. I think everybody, for the most part, supports our military, but I don't feel like we show that enough, and we need to showcase the fact that we're proud to have our partners from Holloman. And I don't want to be two separate entities. There's, you know, there's no reason why we can't all be integrated together. So that's what I'm hoping to see. I know that the Chamber of Commerce feels the same way, and like I said, our city leadership. And so I'm excited about it. You know, we were really starting to make some strides before COVID, and of course everything got shut down. Yep. And for the first time, I feel like we're back on that track where we're really starting to move this city forward. So,
and I think the cooperation we get between the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce, Jared Perry as the executive director, you as mayor for our city of Alamogordo, our new city manager, Rick Holden, and I think the cooperation we have between those two entities, along with Holloman Air Force Base, along with Alamogordo Public Schools, the Otero County Commission, it seems like we're in that same book, on the same page, moving us forward.
Yes, yeah, and that's the whole point of it. The point is for I feel like for the first time in a long time, we are all on the same page. You know, I sort of felt for a while like the chamber was doing their thing, we were doing our thing, but now I feel like we have that cohesiveness. We all understand what we want. We all are striving for that same goal, and the goal really is to make our community better. And I know for me as the mayor, I don't want it to be all about Holloman. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
Because I recognize my husband is not military or retired military, and so he was actually born here, and so I recognize that there are a lot of people in our community that are not military, and we need to make life good and better for them too. And really, that's the goal. The goal is that your children will want to stay here, or even if they go off to college, they'll want to come back here, right? That's absolutely our goal, because I think it's important. I don't want, you know, two of my three kids are here. The third one married military, and so they go where the military takes them. But I have a granddaughter that is going to school in Rhode Island, and I'm not sure she'll ever come back. And that's not what I want. I mean, who knows, right? But that's not what I want. I want the goal to be that our future generations want to make Alamogordo a great place to live as well. So that's the goal, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. I've got a granddaughter going to Emerson College. She's going to be a senior. She's in Las Cruces with her family for the summer, but she'll be a senior at Emerson College studying broadcast journalism and theater.
Oh, awesome.
And she's going to be helping me out here in the summertime since she gets caught up there at the house. But we talked about New Mexico. She was born in Las Cruces. And she was born here. And I just don't think it's in her life at this particular time to return to New Mexico.
Right.
But that does change as they become more mature and get older.
Sure.
You know, because it's all about, you talk about better life for the military men and women in Holloman Air Force Base.
Right.
When their life is better in Alamogordo, those of us that live here, non-military, also have a better life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is like, so your granddaughter, my granddaughter, they went off to college, to a traditional four-year college.
You bet.
We have a lot of our younger people that are not looking at a traditional four-year college as a career path. Some of them are looking at trade schools and those kinds of things, which is going to lead me into the phenomenal forward movement of our Alamogordo Public Schools. There's been some issues in the past, but what forward momentum they are making, or forward progress they're making now, that CTE program, which is the career and technical education, they're really focusing on building that up. And I love that the schools are recognizing that college is not for everybody, and that's okay. And you can have a great career and not go to a traditional four-year college, right? I mean, that can happen, especially nowadays. And so there was a time when you really had to go to college to get a great job. And you don't necessarily have to do, you know, there's welding and there's so many other careers that our kids are wanting to focus on, a lot of STEM careers that don't necessarily require a four-year degree, but you can get hired on at the base and that kind of thing. So I love that even the schools are on board with this concept of bringing our community together and focusing on what's best for our community.
I know a young man that it's my hairdresser, my barber's son. He went to school up here at the university in a welding class. The welding class is operated by John Hurt. He's the instructor. And he went to there, and I think he went down to Doniana for a little bit as well. But he moved out to Phoenix, Arizona, and he has a marvelous job in Phoenix, Arizona, just 2 years or so out of school, just got appointed as a superintendent for the big company he works for, and they make all kinds of things for hotels and casinos in Las Vegas and things like that, and he's making huge amounts of money, and he loves his career.
And he's not in incredible debt.
Exactly right.
Right.
And that's that's the testament to what's available here in Alamogordo on our campus.
Absolutely. And I think people need to really, I've really been paying attention to that CTE program over there, and I'm super impressed with that. I'm like, wow, this is what we've needed. It's exciting because, like I said, a lot of kids don't want to go to college these days, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in debt for something that you're not even going to use, right? And so this is a better pathway, and you know, you might find something you're super passionate about, and why not make it your career? My granddaughter is going to school, like I said, in Rhode Island, and she's getting sort of a management degree, but actually she is baking and pastry, and that started right here at the high school with Mr. Walter. I'm going to give him a shout out because he's a phenomenal teacher, and he has a phenomenal program over there that he's built up with FCCLA, and he gave her this passion for baking and pastry, and she's literally an artist. And it is so fun to watch her do what it is that she wants to do, as opposed to what society expects her to do. So another thing that's just another great positive. I had to throw that in about Alamogordo and all the great things that are happening here.
Oh, yeah. There's just so much going on. I know we're going to be running out of time here in just a few moments, but we have people who are out and about in the community doing what I love to do. Hey, Bob, what about the Rocket City Complex? Where does that stand? Is it going to reopen? Is it ever going to reopen?
Right.
Mayor, tell us about it.
So, you know, Rocket City is very personal for me because it's a twofold thing. Number one, I never thought as a private citizen, this is before I was ever elected, that we should probably be doing that. And that's just a personal thing. I did not agree with it. But as when I was elected to office, that building had been sitting, or not that building, that property had been sitting for 2 years.
Yes.
It had already been voted on. The bonds had been voted on by the citizens. We were paying like $40,000 a month or something as a city for dirt. And so what we said as the new elected body, we got to do something with this. We can't have our citizens paying $40,000 a month in taxpayer money for dirt.
Yeah.
And so we have to do something with it. And that was our charge. Our charge was to do something. Well, what did the voters vote on? Whether you were one of those voters that agreed with it or not, the majority of voters voted for a family entertainment center.
And I did. And so, I was one.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's okay. That's all right. So we had to build it, right? And you remember those days.
You bet.
And so how excited were you when it was finally coming to fruition after voting for it and not getting any results? Isn't that exciting to finally see a building?
I drive out there and just look at construction.
Right. And so the building opened. We hired a management company. It was a great management company. And then COVID hit, right?
Yes.
And like a lot of management companies, like a lot of businesses, it kind of went downhill a little bit.
Right.
So now we find ourselves faced with the realization that management company didn't work out after COVID, and that happens. It does not mean we're not going to open that building. We have to look at all our options, but there are some logistical things that have to be worked out when you are, you know, when the contract ends with one management company and you have to do something different. It's not as simple as, why don't they just reopen it? We're government.
Exactly.
And unless we all want to be taken out in handcuffs, we have to do things legally. And I, for one, do not want to be. It's not a good look for me. And so we have to do things right. And unfortunately, I know that it seems like everybody's, you know, it's been closed forever. It's really only been closed a few months, right? Yeah. And so we just have to do things right, and that's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But our goal is to, you know, either hire a new. We're looking at everything. Hire a new management company. We're not really sure, and I would love to tell you more. But at some point, that building is going to be occupied again.
Right.
And understand as citizens what you voted for. Was not a money maker. It was never going to be a money maker. When you're paying $40,000 a month on bonds, and it was $6 million in bonds,
yeah.
You're never going to make $40,000 a month on that building. It's never going to happen. It wasn't ever intended to be that way. It was a quality of life project paid for by the taxpayers. And we were never going to break even, so to speak, right? And I think probably you knew that. A lot of people that understand government knew that. But the average citizen, I understand that they don't realize that. And I'm hoping that by explaining it, people understand that. You know, everybody says we're losing money. Well, we were losing money when it was dirt for 2 years,
yes.
Right? I mean, we were always losing money on it, quote unquote. It's kind of like the rec center. We don't make money on the rec center. You don't make money when you're only charging $2 for someone to get into the pool. We always have to pay for that as a community. But these are what we call quality of life projects. And they're good for our community because they bring people in. There's GRT, that kind of thing. And perhaps that's where we're losing a little bit by having it closed down. But it will bounce back.
You better will.
I'm confident of it. It's not an issue. It's really a non-issue.
Right.
So,
well, Mayor, we didn't get through our list this morning we were going to talk about. Time is flowing by so quickly. That's okay. No problem at all. Paul Gessing's on the line. He's president of the Rio Grande Foundation. Mike's going to chat with him in just a couple of minutes and everything else. But we're going to do this. We're going to work it out on a monthly basis. Let's get that worked out. We'll work out. We'll get back together with you.
Yes.
Any final comments this morning?
No, just everybody look for some more things that are, you know, that are going on. Look for the change. Look for the positive change. I just encourage everybody, you know, I see some negativity out there. Let's be positive, because even though it's not instant, listen, the wheels of progress in government move very slow sometimes, but we are making progress and things are happening, and they may be subtle, they may be, you know, not as quick as we would like, and of course everybody has a different opinion, but please know that we are working hard for the citizens of this. I love this community, I truly do, and we are working hard for the citizens of this community, so please spread that message, be positive.
And Mayor Payne, when I drive around town a lot, like you do and everything else, I see city employees out doing things, whether it's at a park, whatever the case might be. Might be six employees there working on maybe a water leak,
or
whatever. And I'm so impressed. You know, I get my high five when I go by and everything else. They wave back. But six employees there, six of them are not leaning on a shovel, watching one other person work or whatever. They're all doing their share of work, and that tells me they are committed to make Alamogordo a better place to live, work, and raise a family.
Yes. And that's one of the things we're looking at right now, is how do we make it better for them, for everybody? You know, our water is always, I know we didn't get to that, but our infrastructure, we are looking at all of that, just so you know, we are. But I got to tell you, I got to give a shout out to our employees, because it is, I'm always so proud when I see them, because they're not grumbling, they're not griping.
Exactly.
You know, these guys go out in the middle of the night sometimes and have to fix a water leak. It's
also
not easy.
Also in the wintertime,
it's and
the
in
of the night.
Wintertime, yes. And I just, you know, my heart goes, and they're like, it's okay, it's all right, we're good.
Yeah.
And so shout out to all our city employees, our parks employees are out there in 100-degree weather maintaining our parks. It's hot out there.
Yeah.
And they're showing up every day and they're doing their job. And so shout out to all of them. We could not do this without them.
Well, I'm glad you show up every day as the mayor of Alamogordo and do your job as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor Susan Payne, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Folks, this is going to become a monthly feature with us. The mayor needs to get her schedule worked out. I'll get ours worked out here, but she'll be back probably...
In May.
What's that?
In May.
In May. She'll be back in May, probably on May the 29th. Let's see, there's two meetings in May, 7th and 21st, right?
Second and fourth Tuesday.
Second and 7th and what?
The second and fourth Tuesday.
Second and fourth Tuesday.
I think it's the 29th.
Okay, yep, 28th. So it'll be the 28th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll be back here on the 29th. How about that?
Yep, that'll be good. She'll be back here on the 29th. All right, good enough. Thanks, Mayor.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft. 100.5 FM Alamogordo and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.